It's a thing. And, you know, at one time in the morning, Eric was shaving, and while he was shaving, he was imitating this man's voice and this deep grumbling and saying this, you know, nonsensical things, I'm shaving, and I think, and it sounded like, and I was always falling out of bed because it was so funny. And Eric immortalized him in this first scene in the, in the opera. By, you know, when Capturek sings, it's like an imitation of how this man spoke, you know, this low grumbling, sinister. he was, he provided the inspiration for that. So I spoke of the second year, right? So this, the composition again went very well. These little cottages were so beautiful. They were in the middle of the woods, and in the evening there came the raccoons down. We were usually visited by a family, a mother with two babies, and then there was a seemingly unconnected old bachelor or something that also came, and Eric called him Uncle Willie. You know, in the evening you would call Uncle Willie, and then they would come out, and of course there was deer, and it's beautiful.
It sounds idyllic.
There were also rattlesnakes. When Roy Harris came, you know, everybody, you know, was, he was a special friend, I think, also a teacher, John Vincent. And so they really, you know, were waiting for him when he came, and the director of the foundation, and they led him to his cabin, and lo and behold, before the door as a reception committee was a rattlesnake. And the director of the foundation was a Westerner, real cowboy type. He was a painter. And he killed that thing, and he brought it over to the main house, and it was really gruesome. It has, they had his head severed, and yet it was rise and curl up and trying to charge after it was long dead. Did that until the sun sank.
And muscular reflex.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Well, Job really was the culmination of his entire career then, wasn't it? We should say that each one of these scenes he composed in the 2 years is as large as Act One put together.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And he was already at work on the first scenes of the next act, of the third act, which plays in America. And he had asked students of his, American students, that he had to bring him ragtimes. And original, and they did. They had brought him ragtimes, which he studied, and he had already the sketches were there for ragtime, with which the third act was supposed to begin.
He was that close to incorporating genuine elements of American music.
Yeah, that's, yeah, it was part of it, you know, because it was a street scene, you know, of early American times, and there's children and the tradespeople and the street workers and everybody, you know, going by there.
And certainly if the depiction had been as vivid as that of the second act, depicts the Cossacks and Miriam and the various characters, it would have been just an unforgettable.
In this last summer, especially towards the fall, it got very, very hot, and Eric was always very much suffering when it was hot. He could not stand heat, and he was always complaining about his pain in his arm, you know. And this is, of course, a characteristic thing of heart disease, but we did not recognize it. And he was given all kinds of good advice on what to do against it. It was treated like a rheumatism. And what happened too was that when we went from our cabin to the pond to swim in the late afternoon, we passed like a little cluster of trees in order to get there. You know, it was like the pass passed under these trees. And in these trees was a swarm of bees.